Welcome to the 618 Now, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on this week?
Today is Thursday. We record episodes on Thursday.
We do.
And it's Earth Day. And I want to recognize the O'Fallon Garden Club. They are such a gem, and we're really lucky to have them in O'Fallon. They were founded in 2010. They're a volunteer organization, and they are entirely dedicated to making O'Fallon beautiful. So I would say that they're most known for their community garden, which is on the corner of East State Street and South Smiley. And what people may not know is they acquired that land, and it used to be a mobile home park, but now it is the community garden where they grow produce that they then donate to the O'Fallon Food Pantry. So the volunteers meet twice a week. They plant, water, and they harvest the produce, and it is quite the operation. But
definitely.
What you also may not know is that in addition to the community garden, the club members also design, plant, and tend to various gardens around town. So some of the traffic circles, the downtown planters in front of the businesses on State Street, and then the Veterans Monument. The Garden Club is responsible for all of that.
I have seen them in the roundabouts and the tending to the flowers.
Aren't
and whatnot
beautiful?
In the roundabouts. Yeah.
Especially at the holidays. They do a great job.
They do a lot of good work. So there's another volunteer group, though, in town, the Sunrise Rotary Club, that also has a garden that supports the food pantry, correct?
That's right. They tend the garden over at the YMCA. So the Sunrise Rotary members do the produce, and they donate around 2,000 pounds a year. I love seeing volunteer organizations partner to help other volunteer organizations, because that is precisely how communities work. I love it.
Well, speaking of volunteering, it's National Volunteer Week.
It is. So many volunteer opportunities. It's just a matter of finding one that fits sort of your season of life. But I think one of the most impactful volunteer activities is donating blood.
COVID really negatively affected the blood supply.
It did.
Lockdowns and social distancing affected blood drives a lot.
It really did. And during a blood drive held earlier this week at Wolfersberger Funeral Home, the guy told me that they've had 4 mass transfusion protocol events recently. So there were 4 critical patients that required a total of over 600 blood products.
Oh, man.
And so to service those patients, it took several hundred volunteers donating blood to help those 4 patients survive. And they each live, so mission accomplished.
Well, that's good.
Because of that, they need a lot more blood.
Yeah.
There are several local blood drives coming up. I know there's one at the VFW, the O'Fallon Library, Offenburg Dealership Group, Memorial Hospital, O'Fallon Fire Department. So I'm going to go ahead and put a link to those in the show notes. So donate if you can. And if you donate, tag our Instagram page at the 618 Now, and we'll share your post, because I just love seeing people literally giving the gift of life.
Definitely. Well, every week we talk about construction, and it doesn't seem to be slowing down.
Nope.
What is going up on the east side of town?
There are a couple big developments. Aberdeen Village is a 17-acre development on Scott Troy Road, east of McKendree Metro Recplex, so that's the development behind the Motor Mart. It is a 244-unit townhome, and each unit is 2 bedrooms. And the development will also have a clubhouse facility with gathering spaces and offices. But in addition to the residence, there's also going to be about 3.5 acres of commercial development at the front of the lot. And so that could be anything from, you know, like a small retail store, maybe a restaurant, a drive-through, something like that. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Neat. And what's going on across the street?
There is a CC Food Mart opening. We have a ribbon cutting scheduled with them for May 17th, so they're pretty close to finishing up. That is almost 6,000 square foot convenience store with an attached car wash, and then they'll have 16 fuel pumps. So that's going to be...
It's a big station.
It is. All right. And it'll be nice because you've got the Motor Mart East, which is a little difficult to get to depending on which way you're going. So now we'll have gas station options on both sides.
Sounds good. But the important question to me is, are they going to have the frozen ski like the CC Food Mart on the west side of town?
Oh, that's a good question. They're under the same ownership, so it's possible, but I can't say for sure.
Well, keep us updated, because we will have zero credibility with listeners if we can't help them navigate to the nearest frozen ski place. I'm just saying.
Roger that.
So what's on the calendar for this week?
Before we get into schedule events, I want to mention that we are going to record a bonus episode focused on summer camps and activities for kids in O'Fallon Shiloh, and then we'll highlight some things going on in sort of the broader region. The library has a fantastic link already, so we'll go through some of those activities. But if you're listening and you work for or know of groups that are doing fun, cool, unique things for kids this summer, summer camps or day camps or overnight activities, shoot me an email. I'll put a link to that in the show notes, and we want to make sure to include that in this bonus episode.
Awesome.
But getting to the actual calendar, this Saturday, April 24th, the O'Fallon Police Department is participating in the Drug Enforcement Agency's National Drug Prescription Take Back event from 10 until 2 p.m. So if you've done any spring cleaning and found you've got unwanted medications that you want to get rid of, you can take them to the police department this Saturday between 10 and 2, and they have a way to properly dispose of those things. Now, they can't take any needles or liquids or inhalers, but any other pills that you might have laying around your house that you want to get rid of, take them there.
Very cool. Now, don't they normally do that every month, though, too?
They do. They have a prescription take-back program, and it's normally the first Saturday of every month from 11 to 1.
Okay.
And so they'll still have that one coming up, but this is a special one.
This is a special one.
Correct. In recognition of the DEA National Take-Back Day.
Gotcha.
We also have Teacher Appreciation Day. That is coming up on Tuesday, May 4th, which is only 12 days away. Now, teachers took everything they knew about child development and learning and systems that were proven to work, and that all got turned upside down to accommodate remote learning this past year. And if the pandemic taught me anything, it's that teaching kids is not my spiritual gift. So I will be showering my son's teacher with all kinds of gifts. Like, what do you want? A tropical vacation? Like margaritas for a year? Like, what can I give you for this last year of teaching my kid?
I'll teach your kid something if I can get margaritas for a year.
How about frozen ski?
Okay.
We'll take that.
I guess. He's not going to learn much, but, you know, he'll learn. I'm not promising much. But.
All right. Roger that.
Okay.
The High School Endowment Fund is hosting their annual golf tournament, and that is scheduled for Saturday, May 15th. It's at Tamarack Golf Course in Shiloh. It is a shotgun start at 4:30, and so a team of four is $225, and that includes the 7 p.m. dinner. The Endowment Fund is a nonprofit that supports very specific programs at the high school that are critical to student success, but that don't necessarily have dedicated funding sources. And in 2019, they donated over $43,000 in scholarships, technology, support for specific clubs. So it's events like this golf fundraiser on the 15th that help them give to students where the district might not have the funds to support these very specific activities.
Neat.
And then finally, Three Sisters in downtown O'Fallon is having a pink party in support of breast cancer research. That is also scheduled for May 15th from 10 until 5. So a $20 ticket gets you in the door. $15 of that 20 goes straight to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. And you get three make and take pink crafts, attendance prizes, goodie bags, snacks, and refreshments. If you're not familiar with Three Sisters, they are a craft and jewelry store in downtown O'Fallon, and they have a lot of craft supplies, but also some really unique gifts. So they've got that event coming up in support of breast cancer research on May 15th.
Well, it sounds like another busy week. And speaking of busy, I got to get rolling.
Nick, it's always a pleasure. Thanks.
Take care. This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We are a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.